This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 380 for Thursday, May 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were up sharply on Thursday, posting limit up gains in the old crop July contract. Canola up 6 to the $30 daily limit, July up $30 at $963.50 per ton. New crop November up 21.20 at $761.60 per ton. Tight supplies and end users scrambling to fulfill commitments accounted for much of the strength in the July contract, with bullish chart signals adding to the gains as any sellers keep to the sidelines and watch prices rise. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover buying interest as well. However, strength in the Canadian dollar did temper the advances to some extent, with the Canadian dollar moving above 82 U.S. cents. StatsCan releases its latest stocks report tomorrow, and traders will be watching closely for confirmation of the tightening canola supplies. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with soybeans posting the largest gains. July beans up 27 cents at $15.69 per bushel. Ongoing strength in the world vegetable oil markets remained supportive, with palm oil hitting its best levels in 13 years. The need to keep too many intended soybean acres in the U.S. from swinging into corn instead was also supportive. Corn continued its own uptrend, hitting fresh 8-year highs. July up 10 cents at $7.18 per bushel. Dryness concerns out of Brazil remained the key driver there, as the second corn crop remains in need of precipitation. Any crop problems in Brazil would shift more demand to the U.S., where corn supplies are already thought to be very tight. Cool Midwestern weather has also raised concerns over the slow development of recently planted U.S. corn fields. Wheat futures, they're up in sympathy with corn and soybeans, with that rally in corn also leading to increased demand for wheat from the livestock sector. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales included net reductions of nearly 100,000 tons of old crop business, as there were more cancellations than fresh sales. But new crop business of about 400,000 tons was in line with expectations. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in July at $9.61 per bushel. Kansas City 10 cents higher at $7.26 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 8 cents in the July contract at $7.53 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.